We're holding on, yeah, we're just getting started now. We're holding on Dalet Amud Aleph, fourth line from the top. Dalet Amud Aleph, fourth line from the top. We started discussing yesterday, the Mishnah had talked about the Machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Can a person, if a person makes a neder of only one of the three things of Nazirus, so within one of the three things, he only mentions grape seeds, for example, does he become a complete Nazir or not, or does he not become a Nazir at all? Actually, we didn't really get into the details yesterday. According to Reb Shimon, at that point, would he be a Nazir just for that thing, or would he not be a Nazir at all? That's actually a Machlokas Reb Shimon. Actually, everybody agrees, and we'll see later on in the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis, that for sure he's not a Nazir in the sense that he'd have to bring his Karbonus. We're going to learn when we get the Nazir of Shimshin that actually Reb Shimon would hold there is no such thing. It's true, you have to be an all or nothing Nazir. But he might hold that you would indeed be also in the particular thing you mentioned. You say I'm a Nazir from grape seeds, for example, it would be like a regular Nazir then, in effect, yeah. So we were in the middle of going back and forth. Reb Shimon and Chachamim had their respective psukim to prove their points. Reb Shimon pointed out that there's a plow mikol hashayasim gefen ayayin and a prat mechatanim vadzog. So therefore, that implies that you can have the plow or you can have the prat. Whereas the Chachamim focus on the pasuk miyayin v'sheicha yazir that it's and therefore we see from that it's an all or nothing thing. So we said what does Reb Shimon do with the what does Reb Shimon do with the Chachamim Pasuk? He uses it to say the idea that even if you have a mitzvah to drink wine, for example, we said the maskana that a person made a shvua, I'm going to drink wine, now when he becomes a nazir, then it becomes also to him. That's where we're holding. So the question is, now, Rabbanan Nami, so then according to the Rabbanan, how many boiler less to gain mitzvah kiyen rishus? Yeah, Dalet Amud Beis, the fourth line. Dalet Amud Aleph, sorry. Dalet Amud Aleph, yeah, the fourth line. So Rabbanan Nami, according to Rabbanan also, Homi Barila Lesa Yein Mitzvah Kiyen Rishus. Don't they need to learn the same thing also, that wine of a mitzvah should also be Osir? So how can they use that pasuk to teach us about the klal and prat business? The answer is no. Im kein lemikra miyayin. Because if that's all it was, that you're Osir to drink wine regardless of whether it's for a mitzvah or a rishus, then all the pasuk would have to mention is wine. My v'sheicher, what's the point of mentioning wine and sheicher? You can learn both things from it. One, number one, that you're not allowed to drink wine even if it's a mitzvah. And number two, in addition, that it's an all or nothing thing. You can't be a nazir for only part of a thing. If you only mention sheikhar, then you're a nazir from everything. Okay. Reb Shimon, whereas sheikhar. No, well, okay, so sheikhar, that's the thing. You know, you can find in a lot of English translations that they translate sheikhar as beer or other intoxicating beverages like that. That's not really, in halacha, the word sheikhar means intoxicating wine. Yayin would mean any kind of wine, even grape juice, for example, which doesn't get you drunk. Sheikhar would mean specifically strong wine, the kind that'll actually get you drunk. But yeah.
Not beer.
No, not beer. Not beer. No, in fact, are allowed to drink beer.
A mother
would be allowed to drink beer.
Yeah.
Although the Gemara, well, we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to talk about there is in a different context than the halachas of a kohen going into the Beis Hamikdash and doing avodah. There it is relevant. Anything intoxicating, anything that makes the person drunk or woozy or whatever may factor be also. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, Reb Shimon, Haina Taima Dekas of Sheikha, what would Reb Shimon argue back? He would say, the reason why it says Sheikha, you, Rabbanan, are arguing that it says Yayin to teach us about Yayin Mitzvah, and Sheikha to teach us that even if you only make a neder of Nazirus from Sheikha that includes everything. No, that's not why it says Sheikha. The reason it says Sheikha is we taka don't need it in connection here with the Nazir, we only need the word Yayin. So the word sheikhar is over here. La lufi sheikhar sheikhar lemikdash. It's only here in order to provide us with a word that we're going to use for gzeira shava that we're going to use as far as the dinim of the Beit Hamikdash. Dichtiv yain v'sheikhar al tesh ta'atur v'necha itach. As the pasuk says, you and your sons are not allowed to drink wine or sheikhar. You or your sons. So just like by the Nazir, he's not allowed to drink wine, but he's allowed to drink beer or mashke or what have you. Same thing by the Bais Mikdash. When would a Kohen be usher to do the Avodah, or according to the Rambam, even to go into the Bais Mikdash? Actually, it's Machlokas, the Rambam, Ramban, whether everybody agrees that during the Avodah, when a Kohen drinking wine and doing the Avodah makes him Chayav Beis Mikdash Shemayim. It's Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What about if he just goes into the Bais Mikdash? According to the Rambam, even if he just goes in, Bein Olam V'Lam Mizbeach, after having drunk wine, that already gets him Malchus. According to the Ramban, it's only also Midrabanan. That's the thing. So that's the reason why it says Sheikhar is precisely to tell us that that Yayin v'Sheikhar has the same definition by a Kohen as it does by a Nazir. Just like by a Nazir, is allowed to drink. That's what Reb Shimon is arguing. Wait, no, it's not according to everybody. According to Reb Shimon, in other words, it's not Yayin and Sheikhar are not two different types of drinks, wine and beer. It's rather, the sheikha means, like we just said, it means the kind of wine that gets you drunk, the kind that a Kohen is not allowed to drink. And that's the kind also that a Nazir is not allowed to drink, but he is allowed to drink beer, etc. Ula Pukim is Rabbi Huda, which means that Rabbi Shimon has actually come to tell us not like Rabbi Huda's shita. Titania, as we learn in a braise, Rabbi Huda Omer, Achol Devela Ke'ilas, if somebody eats a fig from Ke'ilah is a city in Yehuda, in Eretz Yehuda, near the land of the Plishtim, and then Shmuel tells a story over there about how David with his private army went over there to rescue them from the Plishtim, and then they almost handed him over to Shaul. Anyway, the figs from there were apparently very, very rich, and you'd eat those, and it would make you feel a little woozy. V'shasa dvash v'chalav, or you drank honey meaning more like med or something, like a kind of liquor made from honey. V'chalav, or milk, which also makes a person a little woozy. V'nichnas l'mikdash, and then he went into this mikdash chayev. Then he'd be chayev, for if he did the avodah, he'd be chayev mitzvah. If he just went in, then it's, again, machlokas the Rambam, the Ramban, whether he gets actual malchus or just makas magus. The point is, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, it's not only wine, anything that'll make you, anything that'll confuse your mind. So yes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by the same logic then, if a Kohen drinks beer or mashke and does the avodah, same thing. Reb Shimon is saying, no, the reason why the Pasuk tells us Sheikha is to tell us not like that. Well, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda in that braisa, that indeed a Kohen eats or drinks one of these other things that confuses him, then he's not allowed to do the avodah. And by the way, the same thing also applies to Paschkin and Halacha. The Pasuk also mentions there, well, the Hodas has B'nai Yisrael, to teach the Jewish people. And we learn from that also, that Shasa Revius Yayin al Yoda, that if a person has drunk a Revius of wine, he's not allowed to Paschkin and Halacha. And the same thing if he ate Dvela Ke'ilas or what have you. The usual thing is we say that derech mil, the Gemara says. In Tainus, I think, if you drank exactly a revius and then you wait a mil or you take a short nap, then that's good enough. That dissipates the effect. A mil, 18 or 24 minutes, as the case may be. The Gemara says, though, if you drank more than a revius, then walking a mil or sleeping or whatever will just confuse you even further. So then you just have to wait until the effects of it have dissipated. And I'll take a breathalyzer test, I guess. Okay. So that answers then what Reb Shimon would do with this Yayin v'Sheikhar business. He wouldn't use it like Chachamim would do to say that Yayin teaches us that a Nazir is not allowed to have Yayin mitzvah, and Sheikhar teaches us that he's even if he's only a Nazir from Sheikhar, then he's a Nazir from everything. No, the word Sheikhar over here is just in order to clarify what it is that a Nazir and a Kohen are not allowed to drink. Iboyseima, or the Gemara says another way we could look at all of this. Another way that we can say what Reb Shimon how Reb Shimon learns his shita. That's what we're saying. In the end, it's a machlokes. According to the Chachamim, we wouldn't say that a Nazir is also to drink Sheikhar. Well, in Sheikhar in the sense of beer or what have you. According to the Chachamim, they're using the word Sheikhar to teach us if a person says I'm a Nazir only from Sheikhar, meaning strong wine, then he's a Nazir from everything. Whereas Reb Shimon would say that no, Sheikhar, taka means beer or what have you, a Nazir is in fact allowed to drink it. The reason why it's saying it is to clarify what a Nazir and a Kohen are and aren't allowed to drink. Okay. Iboy Seima, or another way that we could look at this whole thing. Why Rav Shimon is saying that that it's possible to be a nazir for only some of these things, that you'd have to either mention nothing or mention all of them, not based on the psukim. The reason is Rav Shimon less the isur chalal isur, because Rav Shimon would hold that one isur cannot be chal on top of a, on top of another isur. So therefore, now, you know, yesterday we talked about the possibility the person makes a neder that I'm, or shru or whatever, that I'm going to drink wine, and now he makes a neder of nazirus, which therefore he's also to drink wine, and we said that overrides the first one. Let's look at it the other way around. What if l'chatchila he made a neder not to drink wine? What if he made a neder not to drink wine, and now he makes a neder of nazirus not to drink wine? Reb Shimon would say, ein isur chal al isur. So therefore, if you were going to say, so you would according to Reb Shimon, that's what we're going to say, ein isur chal al isur. Yeah. So therefore, you'd only be chayav one malchus.
Right.
Only for the isur of nazirus, you wouldn't say chayav as well for his original shvur. And the truth is, we learned in Nedarim that any nazir is actually, when he's over on his nazirus, is chayav two malchus anyhow, one for being over on the general concept of a neder, and the other one for having done the specific issue of a nazir. Apparently, according to our Gemara over here, Reb Shimon wouldn't hold of that either. The Tanya, as we learn in the Brayt, Reb Shimon Omer Hochon Nevela B'yemek Kippur and Potter. If a person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, then he's Potter, meaning he's not chayav double malchus. Why? Because the nevela was already also from beforehand. Yom Kippur doesn't add anything. The issur of Yom Kippur doesn't add anything else to that. Now the Chachamim say that not. The Chachamim say Yom Kippur is an issur kolol, because nevela, yes, was also before Yom Kippur, but now comes Yom Kippur. Not only nevela is also, everything is also. Therefore, issur chalal issur. The Chachamim say, and therefore you would in fact be chayav twice malchus. But Rav Shimon doesn't hold of that. There is a bit of discussion among the Mefarshim about whether Rav Shimon would be talking about a case, was this animal already in Nevela before Yom Kippur, or maybe it died on Yom Kippur? Would there be a difference in the different scenarios? Because he could argue even if it was alive when Yom Kippur started, it was also anyway, because Eivim Menachai. So when it dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, no new Isser is being generated.
Yom Kippur is alive.
Right.
He comes and takes a piece of Nevela, he eats it.
Yeah.
He's not over the house.
When we say potter, potter over here doesn't mean he's potter completely. It just means that he's not high of double malchus. He's not higher for nevela as well as for Yom Kippur. You just give him one malchus. Yeah, that's what we're saying. If it was Shoga, you'd be potter from. Fair enough. Because you don't bring a chatos for eating on Yom Kippur. Okay, fair enough. The bottom line is that Rav Shimon is saying ein isur chalal isur. So therefore, by the same token over here, therefore, why is the pasuk telling us yayin v'sheicha yazir is even if he was already also in wine and now he made a nazirus of wine, we're saying ein isur chalal isur, that the neder of nazirus doesn't go on top of the existing isur. Therefore, in other words, what do you have in effect? You have, in effect, what it means is this nazir, therefore, has only made a nazirus from two parts, from two of the three parts of nazirus, only from not becoming tameh and not cutting the hair. Therefore, we see that according to Reb Shimon, it's possible to become a nazir for only part of the thing, because one part of it already existed from before. Now the question is, going back to the psukim that we said before, before we said that Rav Shimon had quoted the pasuk Mikol Asher Ya'asim Gefen Hayayin, and then it continues Mechatzanim Vazog. So we see from that that it's either a person can be a nazir from everything from the grapevine, or a person can mention specifically Chatzanim and Zog. What are the Rabbanan doing with that? The answer is Amri Lach Rabbanan Hasam. In that case. No, what it's teaching us is limit al isurim nazir shemitzkayim from zamzeh. It's coming to teach us the concept that the isurim of a nazir combine with each other. Later on in the Masechta, when we'll get into this in great detail. But in general, with a nazir, like with most other isuri achila, the shear to be chayev or the kazayis. So therefore, if he were to eat, let's say half a kazayis of grape skins and half a kazayis of grape seeds. he'd be chayiv, say the Chachamim. We learn that from these psukim, from the Kol Asher Yalsim, the Gefen Hayayim, the Chatzan and Vazog, that they all combine together.
What's the Chachamim? What was the Chachamim? Is the Kavod?
Yeah, that's Rav Shimon is using that topic to teach us.
We
get an ayin.
That's
what we said. We said Rav Shimon says that that teaches us that you can say I'm a nazir and then you're also from everything having to do with grapes, or you can say I'm a nazir only from grape seeds and then you're tack only also in grape seeds. Okay. Rav Shimon, if what Rav Shimon answered to that, he would say, very simple, I don't hold of this whole concept of combining together the shiurim, because you actually don't need to combine it together. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Rav Shimon, I'm a kol shehu l'makos, that when it comes to getting malchus, you chayev for a kol shehu, you don't need a kazayas. So yes, if a nazir were to eat one single grape seed, for example, he'd already be chayev malchus. You don't need to combine it with a half a kazayas of grape skins. Loyam or kazayas, alain and carbon. The relevance of a kazayas is only if you did it for shogig when you have to bring carbon chatas, not in connection with another, because another doesn't bring a chatas because of eating grapes. Another brings a chatas if he became tamei. But in other cases, chaylev, for example, a person is only chayev chatas for chaylev or the various other isuria chaylev if he ate a kazayas. What's the reason for the difference? One of the Rishonim, I think the Rashba, brings the difference is that when you're doing it b'mezid, which is what you need to do in order to be chayav malchus, then there's a concept called achshavei. That normally we say less than a kazayis is not considered important enough to be considered a shir, but it's not considered a chila. But if you deliberately went and ate this one grape seed or this one little tiny bit of chaylev or whatever, you yourself considered it important enough to go to the trouble of eating it and being over and setting yourself up for malchus. What? Now, so whereas when it comes to a korban is a shogig. If it was a shogig, you can't say achshavei. Achshavei implies that he has to do that he has to think that he's doing it. And therefore, so that would be the reason why Rav Shimon makes that distinction. Mishnah says, Harenik, more cases of how somebody can declare Nazirus. Harenik Shimshon, if somebody says, I will be like Shimshon, Kiben Monoyach, or he describes him as the son of Monoyach, Kabal Delila, or the husband of Delila, Kamisha Oko Dalsis Aza, like the one who uprooted, who plucked out of the ground the doors of Aza. It describes in the Pasuk over there at one point when Shimshon was in the city of Aza, he spent half the night there, and the Plishtim figured now he got him. In the middle of the night, he gets up, he carries off the gates of Aza, and carries him all the way to near Hebron. Or Kamisha Nikru Plishtim Aseno, but like the one that the Plishtim put out his eye, which is again something that happened in Shimshon's history. Harei's a Nazir Shimshon, then he becomes a Nazir Shimshon.
What does that mean, a Nazir Shimshon?
So Nazir Shimshon is... No. Here the person is declaring it. We're going to talk about after the next Mishnah, we're going to talk more about Nazir Shimshon, but basically what it is a Nazir Shimshon is a special kind of Nazir. The final halacha is, on the one hand, he's a Nazir for his entire lifetime.
Right.
There's no time in between when he cuts his hair, brings his kavanas, etc. He's never allowed to drink wine or eat grape products or what have you. He's never allowed to cut his hair, but he's allowed to become tamei mes. And we see in the story of Shimshon, we'll talk about later on towards the end of Daled Amud Beis, that we see in Shimshon's history that there were times when he became tamei mes during his career, and he was allowed to. But that's, so if a person says one of these things, so which things is it that he has to say? So Tosfos says over here that if he just says Shimshon, that's not enough. There's lots of Shimshons in the world. If he says Kiben Monoyach also, there's lots of Ben Monoyachs in the world. It would have to be that he'd have to say Shimshon, the son of Monoyach, the husband of Delila. Only that, if he says those three things together, then that would be enough. Or if he says one of the other things in the Mishnah, if he doesn't mention the name Shimshon at all, but he only says like the one who ripped out the doors of Aza, or the one who the Plishtim put out his eyes, then those by themselves would be enough. Because there's nobody else in Jewish history that we know of who did any of those things. That's how Tosfos holds. The Rambam holds differently. What exactly the Rambam holds is actually several different understandings among the Achronim, what the Rambam holds. Is it that if the person says Shimshon, then that itself might be enough, as long as he doesn't say, I meant some other Shimshon? Or would it have to be that he'd have to mention, for example, Shimshon, the one who ripped out the doors of Aza? Or, for example, maybe it would be enough to say Shimshon, the husband of Delila, etc. There's a few different possibilities, the Ketz Mishnah, the Ma'ariv Beirav, the Rabach, and several others discuss all the pros and cons of what exactly it could be. The Rambam does say that if a person said, for example, he says that if he does say these things, and then afterwards he says, you know what, I actually meant somebody else that these things happened to, then fine, that could be a valid excuse. So the Gemara says, "Lomeli the Mishnah Kol Holein." Why does the Mishnah have to mention all these details? We need all of them. Diyama Harini Kishibshin. Because if he only said Harini Kishibshin, have Amin a Shibshin Achina, then he might think it means some other Shibshin. So not necessarily taking on Nazirus Shibshin. Kamash Malam Kaben Manoyach. Therefore, the Mishnah also adds Kaben Manoyach. V'i Tan Kaben Manoyach. But if it only said Kaben Manoyach, have Amin Ika Dimitri Hachi. Fine, but you have other Ben Manoyachs in the world. Some people are called that. So again, according to Tosfos, it would mean you'd have to either mention all three of the first things, Shimshon ben Manoach, the husband of Delilah, or you'd have to mention one of the other things, the one who ripped out the doors of Aza, etc. And according to the Rambam, again, according to the different possibilities, either you might be able to just mention Shimshon, if that's exactly the one you meant, or you might just be able to say the one that the Plishtim put out his eyes or whatever. Or it might be that you have to say one from column A and one from column B, at least. Like Shimshon, who would have pushed and put out his eyes, for example.
According to Phillips, you say that you have to mention more than one or two things. What would he have meant? Would it be a never? It's just like Shimshon? Or would it mean nothing?
The pastures, it would be nothing, man.
Just talking nonsense.
Either talking nonsense, or he means, for example, I want to be like Shimshon, I want to be a strong guy like Shimshon, or whatever. Lopped out, just like we said. But it wouldn't be a neder, right. The Mishnah says, "Ma be nazir olam nazir shimshin." Now, what's the difference between a nazir olam, which we'll talk about in the Gemara, and a nazir shimshin? Like this: nazir olam hichvid sairei mekabel tar. Number one, a nazir olam, when his hair gets heavy for him, and when that is, the Gemara we'll talk about tomorrow, then he lightens it by cutting it with a razor. There's actually a considerable discussion among the Rishonim what this means. Does it mean he has to use a razor, or lav dafka? It could mean that he could use a razor if he wants, but he could just as well use scissors, just cut off some of his hair. Tosfos, for example, mentions over here that the classic case in Jewish history of a nazir olam, well, one of the classic cases anyway, is Avshalom. And Avshalom ended up getting hung up in a tree by his hair. So obviously he didn't shave it off completely, because otherwise there would have been nothing for him to get caught by. So that shows that he would have just cut off some of it with scissors, not necessarily a razor. There's different possibilities over here. Some Chorashim answer back, you know, what the Gemara mentions in Sota, that there were five people in history who each one of them had one physical attribute that was Kain Maila, like something Shaloi Kader HaTeva. One of them is Avshalom's hair. So yes, he may well have shaved off the whole thing when it came his year or month or whatever it is. We'll talk about in the Gemara tomorrow or how often that is. And then it grew back quickly enough that by the war over there that he was able to get caught by his hair.
What's the other one?
The other possibility may be Shmuel. The last Mishnah of Amos Efter talks about the question of whether Shmuel was a Nazir Olam. Shmuel and Navi, yeah.
Shimshon
was a Nazir. Shimshon, that's different. In Soja, yeah, another one I mentioned, yeah, is Shimshon's eyes were something unusual. What? Shimshon Bama? Okay, I don't remember, yeah. Okay. Oh, right, yeah, something else, Shimshon Halakha, yeah. Okay, well, we'll get to it in a couple of months, that's a shame, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so this makeup of tower, does it mean that he completely shaves it off, dafka with a razor, or does it mean he just cuts off some of it with scissors, and he could use a razor if he wants, or even there are some Mephoroshim take the view that it means he cuts off parts of it with a razor and leaves some of it long, whatever. Well, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, and when he does that, he brings the three animals that a regular Nazir Tahor brings when he shaves his hair. So in other words, so Nazir Olam basically is going in cycles every month. What? The three behemoths, the regular three karbanos that a Nazir brings when he's finished his Nazir. In other words, a Nazir Olam effectively is sort of the equivalent of as if a person were to say, I'm a Nazir, you know, 100 times, you know, 1,000 times for 30 days each. Or not 30 days, actually, like I was going to say tomorrow, halacha is every 12 months. Imagine a person were to say, for example, I'm taking on myself 70 Nazirsin of a year each. So what would happen every year? He would do just like this Nazir Olam. He would shave his hair, he'd bring his three karbanos, and he'd start his second Nazirus and so forth until the third, fourth, etc. Another Olam effectively is the same kind of thing.
So when Nazir Olam shaves or cuts his hair, you know what to drink.
So there is that difference, right. In the case of a Nazir who just said, I'm a Nazir, you know, 100 times over for a year, yeah, he'd be, yeah. Right. The may be Korban Tumah, and another Olam is not allowed to become Tomei, and if he does, he becomes a Korban Tumah, just like any regular Nazir. On the other hand, another Shimshin, Hichbet Sider Ein Meitel, another Shimshin, even if his hair is heavy and uncomfortable, he can't lighten it off, he can't cut off any part of it. Vim Nitma, and he may be Korban Tumah, and if he becomes Tomei, he doesn't bring a Korban Tumah.
How do we know he doesn't bring a Korban?
What?
How do we know he doesn't bring a Korban?
So how do we know all this? Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say it's halacha l'moshe misinai, the concept of another shimshin. But wait, we first have to get through. The Gemara is going to discuss whether b'chalal there is even such a thing in halacha as another shimshin. Our Mishnah is saying yes, but wait, we first got to get through that detail. Tosfos points out, by the way, there are other differences between another shimshin and a regular another olam as well. One interesting one is that another shimshin, there's no hatara. There's no, we talked about this in the Nedarim a couple of times. There's no hatara Nedarim possible for it. A person says, "I'm another shimshin," that's it. He's in for good. Whereas a regular nedir, so another olam or whatever, you can be master nedir, just like any other nedir. So why is that? So one idea is, given that Nazirus Shimshin came about because the Malach told his parents before he was even born, it didn't even come about by him taking it on himself. So therefore, there's a reason to argue that just like over there, actually, there's one interesting idea that some of the Foshim talk about is, there's a din we learned about in the Nedarim. If a person makes a neder al das rabin, if a person makes a neder based on the das of the public, then he can never be makir because they don't allow him to. Effectively, when a person becomes another Shimshin, he's doing it al das of that Malach who told Manoach and his wife that Shimshin is going to be another. So therefore, this Acharis Nedarim possible. Having said that, though, there are poskim who say that in fact it is possible to do Acharis Nedarim of even another Shimshin using a Pesach. Remember, we learned in Nedarim of a Pesach versus Charata. If you can find a Pesach for it, then yes, maybe you can even be master Nazirus Shimshin.
What is it? Mishnah said there's a difference between another Shimshin and another Oilam. How does the Mishnah know there's a difference? When you say another Oilam, it's the same thing.
That's the Gemara.
How do you know?
Well, that's the Gemara. One second. Let's learn the Gemara. Let's see. I was going to say, by the way, as far as the Nazirus Shimshin business and Ataras Nedarim of it, you can find in some Sidurim in the Nusach of Ataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, it mentions over there that I want to be Matur any Neder, any Nazirus, even Nazirus Shimshin. So there are some Achronim who say that must be a mistake. Nazirus Shimshin, you can't be Matur. And others answer, given according to that opinion that you can be Matur based on a Pesach, then yes, it's fair enough to mention it as well. Now, the Alter Rebbe left out the whole thing in his Nusach of Ataras Nedarim. We don't have in our Nusach of Ataras Nedarim any kind of Nazirus, not regular Nazirus, not Nazirus Shimshin. Right. So the Gemara asks, Nazir Olam, Man Dechar Shmei. Who said anything about a Nazir Olam? Yeah, your question, exactly. The Mishnah is starting off, what's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshin? Where did you ever find that there's such a thing as a Nazir Olam in the first place? The answer is Chasurim Nachsur. The Mishnah is missing words. Vachin Chatzani. It means to say like this. Ha'oimer hareini nozer oilam harezi nozer. If a person says I'm a nozer oilam, good, then he's a nozer oilam. Now comes the question. Mabe nozer oilam the nozer shimshin. So what's the difference between a nozer oilam and the nozer shimshin? So nozer oilam ich b'tzare meko b'tzare maybe shalosh behemes. V'im nitma maybe karben tumah. Nozer shimshin ich b'tzare ene meko b'tzare. V'ene maybe karben tumah. Fine, exactly what the Mishnah said. The difference is that a Nazir Olam shaves or cuts his hair every so often, and a Nazir Shimshin doesn't, and a Nazir Olam brings a Korban Tumah, and another Shimshin. That's the thing. So how we know, again, how we know Nazir Shimshin, the Gemara is going to say, ultimately we know it, ultimately we know it from Allah Halacha L'Moshe Misinai.
Okay,
Another Olam, actually, we're going to have today's and tomorrow's Gemaras are going to discuss the Nazir Shimshin versus the Nazir Olam. Okay. Now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that a Nazir Shimshin, if he becomes Tamei, doesn't bring a Korban. So what does that mean? Korban hu delay ma'isi. He doesn't bring a Korban for Tumah, and obviously not a Korban for shaving, because he never shaves. Abul Nazirus Chaylale, but we see the Mishnah is saying that if a person says Nazir Shimshin, then Nazirus is Chal on him. Now the question becomes, Mani Masnissin, so who is our Mishnah like? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah seems to not be like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Nazir Shimshin Mutu of the Tamil Amesim, that a Nazir Shimshin is allowed to become Tamim Mes. Shekem Matsinib Shimshin, Shinitma. We find that Shimshin became Tamim Mes, as we'll describe later. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Ha'omer Nazir Shimshin loy omer klum. Rav Shimon says, on the contrary. A person says, I'm a Nazir Shimshin, what he said doesn't count for anything. So according to Rav Shimon, if he were to say any of the formulas from the previous Mishnah, had any Kishimshin, Kiben Manoyach, etc., nothing happens. Why? Shaloy Matsinib Shimshin, Shinriatsis Nazirus. We never find that Shimshin himself declared a Nazirus. So therefore, you can't make yourself a nazir based on Shimshin's, based on Shimshin's precedent. So now the question becomes Mani. So who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amakir Lachatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says that a nazir Shimshin can become Tamei Mes even Lachatchila because we see that Shimshin did Umas Nisvatani im Nisma, but our Mishnah says in a lot of the Yevet, if he became Tamei, he doesn't bring a carpet, which implies Lachatchila he shouldn't become Tamei, just like a regular nazir, but if he did, nothing happens. E Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amakir Lachatchila, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Nazirus Shimshin at all. So who is our Mishnah like? The answer is La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Our Mishnah actually is according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's just the idea of Katani Gabin Nazar Olam. Im Nitma Tananami Gabin Nazar Shimshin Im Nitma. Fine. Since the first part of the Mishnah by the Nazar Olam had to use the word Im Nitma, because the Nazar Olam is not allowed to become Tamei Mes, and if he does, he has to go through the whole regular process that a regular Nazar does. So for parallelism, by the Nazar Shimshin also uses the word Im Nitma, even though it's true by the Nazar Shimshin according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to become Tamei Lachatchila. So we're saying now that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you're able to declare Nazirus Shimshin, and Rabbi Shimon is saying that you're not able to. So, Lema B'plukti, Da'ani Tanoi Kamiflagi. Should we say then that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing in the same kind of machloikas as these other Tanoi? It's Na'an, or Tanya. Harei Olai Kebukhur. Now, we learned in Nedarim the concept of Atpasa. We learned it, we talked about this yesterday also, that a person says, this loaf of bread is also to me like a carbon, then yeah, it becomes also to him by Nedarim. That's called Atpasa. And we learned over there that it has to be your makbis bedavar hanidir. That your makbis in something which you're able to declare kaddish via neder. For example, we said over there that if you makbis with something that's also, let's say your makbis in the sound of Vela or Korbonus of Avodah Zarah or whatever, nothing happens because those are also without you doing something. So, harei like a b'chor, what if a person says that this loaf of bread is to me like a b'chor? Rabbi Yaakov Oysev, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So Rabbi Yaakov says that it's Oser, the neder is chal, Rabbi Yossi says that not. Now, a b'chor is one of those things that you're not able to declare by a neder, the Gemara is assuming at this point, because a b'chor is meme'e imay or kaddish, it's not meme'e imay, but whatever, as soon as it's born, for petar rechem, then immediately becomes, it automatically has kedusha. You don't give it the kedusha. So therefore, that's to be so. And when it comes to Nazirus Shimshin, on the face of it, the Machlokas would seem to be the same kind of thing. Nazirus Shimshin didn't come about by Shimshin himself declaring, "I will be a Nazir." It came about by the Malach telling his parents that he's going to be a Nazir.
He was born a Nazir already.
So therefore, that's not a Dover HaNadir. Nazirus Shimshin is therefore, on the face of it, not something that was declared based on a Nadir. So
I always saw a discussion that.
So the Rebbe talks about it. The Rebbe talks about it in the long discussion about the pros and cons. How Taka was Shimshin? Did Shimshin have the dinim of a Nazir throughout his life? It can't just be because of the Malach, because that was before he was even born. It can't be even because his father afterwards declared him a Nazir, which a father has the right lahalacha to declare his son a Nazir, because for one thing. First of all, it never says in the pasuk that Manoach did, but anyway, even if he did, that would have expired when he became Bar Mitzvah. Yeah. So there's a number of different achronim talk about the possibilities. Maybe indeed Shimshin himself declared himself a Nazir later on, but the problem is later on when he tells Delilah, you know why I'm strong because my hair has never been cut because I'm a Nazir Lekim min Abeten. Well, if he himself is a Nazir now when he's 50 years old, only because when he was Bar Mitzvah, he declared, I'll be a Nazir. Well, he's not a Nazir min Abeten, he's only a Nazir from Bar Mitzvah. So the Rebbe talks about it in the Sikha. The Rebbe says it's similar to the idea of the way Gershon is Gair Katan Shenurl. Not Gershon is Gair Katan. Gair Katan Matbilonot al Das Beis Din, that a child can be his Gair Beis Din. And if, when he's Bar Mitzvah, he agrees that he decides, I want to stay a Yid, then yes, retroactively it goes back, the original Gairus is now Chal. By the same token, then, the Malach told them his parents before he was born that he's going to be a Nazir. Fine, that doesn't have any effect in Halacha yet. When he was born, his father was Madir him a Nazir. Fine, that has effect in Halacha until he's 13. When he was 13, he took on himself, now, from now on for the rest of my life, I'll continue to be a Nazir. And that, not only from now, it goes back, Minabethan, retroactively, that from when he was born, that he's already a Nazir. That's the point that Evan makes in that Sikha, yeah. Anyway, but getting back to over here, then the point is that the original Nazirus was not based was not based on a statement of a neder; it was based on the Malach. The Malbim, by the way, points out an interesting thing that in the Pesukim over there, it describes how the Malach first came to Manoach's wife and told her, you're going to have a baby, make sure you don't eat anything that a nose is not allowed to eat, etc. She tells her husband, Manoach davens, let the Malach come back. Actually, he didn't know it was a Malach, it was a Navi, whatever. Let the Isha, the king, come back and tell us what we're supposed to do with this kid. Who does the Malach come back to? Again, to the wife. He doesn't come to Manoach. Why not? Is Manoach the one asking for him? Why did he come only to her? One thing is, because if he came to Manoach, then if he came to Manoach, then Manoach would the Malbim takes the view that in that case Manoach would surely have said in that case, well, the Malach is telling him he's going to be a Nazir, then I will declare him a Nazir as soon as he's born. And if he declares him a Nazir as soon as he's born, he's going to be a full-fledged Nazir, not a Nazir Shimshin.
Right.
He needs to have that loophole of being able to be Tamil Mess. Therefore, the Malach Davka came to the wife, who the halacha mother does not have the capability to declare her son a Nazir. Therefore, he's only a Nazir because the Malach said, not because his father or he ever declared Nazirus on him, and therefore he doesn't have the dinim of a full-fledged Nazir, and he's able to become Tamil Mess. What?
She called
Manoach, but the Malach Chila didn't come to Manoach for that reason. Yeah, she had derech eretz for her husband, so she told the Malach wait until Manoach comes. But the Malach originally intended to only talk to her precisely for that reason, in order to forestall Manoach declaring him a Nazir. So anyway, getting back to the thing of the Bechor, my law, Rabbi Yehuda Sovel like Rabbi Yaakov, John Loibra in and Davar Anidr. So on the face of it, isn't it that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov, that just like you can be Makis Bechor, even though Bechor is not a Davar Anidr, same thing, a person can be Makis by Nezirus Shimshin, even though that wasn't based on a Nidr. Reb Shimon Savalak Rabbi Yosi, Dama Be'in and Davar Anidr, whereas Reb Shimon would hold like Rabbi Yosi, just like by the Bechor it doesn't work because the Bechor is not a Davar Anidr, same thing, you can't declare Nezirus Shimshin, because Shimshin was not based on a Nidr. And with Loi, the Kulei Alma Be'in and Davar Anidr, no, you could say that everybody does agree you need a Davar Anidr, and when we say everybody over here, we don't really mean everybody, because obviously, for example, Rabbi Yosi does not hold that you need a Davar Anidr, that's why, Rabbi Yaakov obviously says you don't need a Davar Anidr, that's why the Nidr is Chal. So we don't mean everybody. We mean the ones who are relevant to our purposes over here. Rabbi Yehuda in particular. But in a Davar Anidr, yes, you do need to be makbis for Davar Anidr. V'shayni gaba b'chor, d'chtiv be'la Hashem, l'davas l'b'chor. It's different though when it comes to a b'chor. Actually, this is rather Rabbi Yaakov. Why would he say that it works with the Bukhari, even though it's not a Davar Anidr? Because the Pasuk says the word Lashem, Ishki Yidur Neder Lashem, the word Lashem, Ladavas the Bukhari, comes to include even if you mock this in the Bukhari. So therefore you don't really necessarily have a proof from that for the Nazir. Or actually, the Rosh says we do. Actually, the Gemara is going to point out soon that it does say the word Lashem by a Nazir as well. And therefore, one way of looking at it is that Rabbi Yehuda can say, by the same logic, if you're going to tell me Lashem by the Neder means to include a Bechor, fine, the Lashem by the Nazir comes to include that you can be Makbis and Shimshin. The Rosh brings a couple of other possibilities. Again, like we just said, that maybe Shimshin himself accepted Nazirus when he came of age, or that Manoach declared him a Nazir, which either of those would have an effect by Allah. Rabbi Yosi Amalach, whereas Rabbi Yosi would answer, what do I do with Lashem? Ahu Lashem, Lavas Chatas Lashem. The word Lashem over there comes to include the idea that you can be makbis in a chatas or an ashem. If you say this meat, this bread is to me like a chatas or like an ashem, then it will be also, even according to Rabbi Yosi. Okay, Umara Isla Rabbis Chatas Vashem Lahoitis Abachur. So fine, what's the logic to say that the Lashem should include chatas and ashem, but not include the Bukhur, according to Rabbi Yosi? The logic is Ma Bani Chatas Vashem Shekem Makpis in the Neder. We would include Chatas and Ashem because you do declare them via a Neder. Which means, Rashi says that it means like this. Okay, you can't bring a Chatas or an Ashem voluntarily. They don't come to Neder and a Dava, obviously. But after all, when a person becomes Chai of a Chatas or an Ashem, ultimately at some point you have to designate this particular animal I'm going to bring as a Chatas, this particular animal I'm going to bring as an Ashem. Therefore, that can be considered Dava another. Not Davar Anidr, but it can be considered Makpis and Beneder. Ultimately, at some point, you declare, I'm making a Neder that this animal is the one that I'm going to bring for the Chatas obligation that I have already. As opposed to a Bechor, you don't do that. A Bechor is born already a Bechor, and nothing you say changes that. The Rambam takes a different view of it. The Rambam says what we mean by Chatas and Asham is Shekein Makpis and Beneder, is you're able to put yourself in a situation where you will have to bring a Chatas or an Asham, namely, by becoming another. Person declares himself a Nazir, at the end of his Nazirus, he's going to have to bring, among other things, a Chatas and an Asham. Therefore, not an Asham, an Asham if he becomes Tame, but whatever, he'll bring a Chatas at the end, and an Asham if he becomes Tame. So therefore that can be considered Makpisan B'Neder, that through a Neder, you're putting yourself in a situation of bringing a Chatas or an Asham. Whereas we'll exclude the Bechor, because there's no way by making a Neder that you chayiv in a Bechor. What would Rabbi Yaakov answer to that? He would answer, Bechor nami makpis b'nederhu. Bechor also, there is a concept of makpis b'neder, that a declaration has a certain effect on the Bechor. The Tanya, shel beis Rabbeinu omru, they said in beis Rabbeinu, minayin l'ner l'bechor b'seich edresh, mitzvah l'blak l'shei. How do we know that if a Bechor is born in your herd of animals, that there's a mitzvah to declare it kaddish? Because the pasuk says the firstborn zachar you should make holy. So what it means is it is kaddish from when it's born, but you still have a mitzvah to say hareza kaddish. So therefore we see that your declaration has a certain effect by halacha. So therefore it can be considered makdis b'neder, even though it's kaddish menachem. Where's Rabbi Yossi? Would answer back, look, the mitzvah lakdish, fine, okay, you're right, there is a mitzvah to declare it kaddish. Eloi makdish, the mila kaddish. But after all, even if you don't declare it kaddish, it still is kaddish. So it's very different than a regular korban, or even a chatas or an asham, where the only way for this particular animal to become a chatas or an asham is by you declaring it as such. Or the only way for you to be chayav in a chatas or an asham in a voluntary way is by saying, I'm going to be a nazir. As opposed to a bechor, whether you say something or not makes no difference. So therefore, it can't be considered machpisa b'neder. Okay. Now going back to, so we said before that from the word lashem, we're learning l'rabbis as a bechor, according to Rabbi Yaakov, and again according to the Rosh points out that you'll have lashem by the nazir as well, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can use that lashem to teach us also nazirus shimshin. Okay, what about according to the Pshimin then? Gavin Nazir Nami Hoksid Lashem. Fine, by Nazir it also says Lashem. So according to the Pshimin, why wouldn't you say the same thing? Just like you're including Bechor from Lashem over there, you should include Shimshin from Lashem over here. The answer is Ahum Mipoyle, L'chidetanya. No, Rav Shimon would use that Lashem by the Nazir for a different thing. L'chidetanya, as we learn in the Braisa, we have this in the story in the Nidorim as well. Amr Shimon Atzadik, Miyame Le'achalti Oshem Nazir Tomei. I never ate the Oshem of a Nazir Tomei, because I always figured, Mele, if the person finishes in Nazir successfully the first time around, okay. But if he became Tomei in the middle, it may be that he regrets that he ever took on Nazir in the first place. And then, therefore, now, in a way, his carbon is sort of like Cholin Bazara, not really, because he wasn't mapping that there, but still, it's in a certain sense like Cholin Bazara. Even later on, he successfully finishes in Zidrus also, but it was longer than he expected, and he may regret the whole thing. Except for one person who came to me from the south of Israel, Yefei Nayim Betovroi, he had beautiful eyes and looked very handsome, and his hair was arranged in curls. So I asked him, my son, why did you decide to destroy this beautiful hair? He says, I was taking care of my father's sheep in my city. I went to draw water from the fountain. I saw my reflection in the water. My yetzer hara started acting up on me, becoming pachas kamayim, like flowing like water. And he was about to destroy me out of the world, either from daiva or from the marsha on the story in the Dorim brings that what it is the guy started thinking, look, you know, I've got it all. I'm handsome, I'm a Talmud Chacham, because he was Min HaDorim, and the south is associated with Chachma. What do I need to be shepherding my father's sheep for? What do I need to bother with Kibbutz Avei? I should be a self-made man. That's the Bikish L'Tardani Min HaOlam. The Shittim HaKometis brings from Rabbi Azriel, one of the Rishonim, that actually the Bikish L'Tardani Min HaOlam, as he saw his reflection, he realized how handsome he was about to start bowing down and worshipping his own reflection. Anyway, Amartiloy, I said to my Yitzhahara, Reiko, you empty one, with name Atimis, God, Ba'olam Shayna Shocha. What are you being proud of a world that doesn't really belong to you? In the end, you're going to be worms and maggots. Ha'avoda, I swear by the Avoda, and it is Mithish, Shagav Chacha L'Shamayim, that I'll shave off this hair L'Shem Shamayim. So Shimon HaTzadik says, Amadti or Neshakti Varosha, I stood up and kissed him on the head, Amartiloy, K'moyz Chayugun, Nazirim B'Yisrael. that there should be many Nazirim like you among the Jewish people. That's a great reason to become a Nazir. And now, even though you became Tameh and now you're bringing an Ashim Nazir, I know that you're not regretting that you ever became a Nazir. You're going to do it the second time around with just as much with just as much L'shem Shemayim as the first time. So therefore, I have no problem eating your korban. Allah, it's a person like you that the pasuk says, Ishki Yachli Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir Lahashem. When a person declares to make a neder of Nazir, to be a Nazir to Hashem, that's what Lahashem teaches us. That the right way to become a Nazir is when you're doing it Lahashem, Lashem Shemayim. So therefore, Rav Shimon says that's what we're using Lahashem for. Not to teach us that you can be machbis in Shimshin, who his Nazirus didn't come about to begin with through a neder. Yes, I mean, you can't have your hair too long and interferes with filling, et cetera, but still, now you don't just have to cut it, you don't just trim it, you have to shave the whole thing off.
You don't have to be in an extreme.
Yes, but that's the Rambam describes it, that's the idea. You know, when a person is too extreme in one direction, you got to go to the other extreme for a while. Actually, we're going to learn tomorrow, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, because you need 30 days or so to get yourself used to a new kind of habit, and then you're able to go back to the middle, yeah. He saw him now when he's coming to bring his korbanos, when he became Tomei, apparently. Okay. Going back to Shimshon now, the question is Shimshon lav nazir hava? So you're telling me then, that Shimshon was not a nazir? Now there's actually two different girsois over here. Rashi has the girsa like we have it here in our Gemara, Shimshon lav nazir who? That was Shimshon not a real nazir? Meaning, how are we saying that he was allowed to become Tomei Mes, which a real Nazir is not allowed to do? Tosfos has the Gersa, rather, Shimshon lav Nazir hava. That, yeah, okay, the Gemara knows that Shimshon was a Nazir, but you're telling me that it didn't happen through a Neder? The Pasuk says that he'll be a Nazir for Hashem from the womb. So obviously he's a Nazir, according to Tosfos, the point is that the Malach must have told Manoach that he has to declare him a Nazir as soon as he's born, because yeah, the Malach's declaration isn't going to have any effect in Halacha. The answer is no. Also Malach would declare him. No, that's just the Malach saying. According to Rashi, the point is the Malach is just saying it, therefore it has no real effect on Halacha. And according to Tosfos, the Malach just said a Nevuah. He wasn't actually instructing Manoah, this is what you should do. He's telling him in Nevuah, this child will be a Nazir. So therefore, that's not considered a Neder. Okay. So therefore, so in that sense, he's not really a full-fledged Nazir. So Manolan di Tamil Mesim. So where do we see that Shimshon ever became Tomei Mes? Is it because the Pasuk describes at one point the Plishtim came to capture Shaul, and the Pasuk says he took a jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 of them? And afterwards, he prides himself on it. With a jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men. If he killed them, Mustama yet to touch them, and therefore he'd become Tamim Yes. Which, by the way, the Mepharshim point out over here, we always say there's the famous halacha kivri akum ein metamin ba'oil, that goyish graves are not metame, but that's graves. That's as far as tumas oil. Tumas maga and masa, the tumah of touching or carrying dead bodies, applies equally well to Jewish and goyish bodies. It's only Tumas Oil that does it.
Oh.
Yeah. So the question is, why? Duma Goruye Garu Bahu Vala Nogabahu. Why? Maybe it means that he just shot at them, but he didn't actually touch them. Let's say he used the drawbone as sort of like a boomerang. Bang, hit one, bang, hit the next one, etc., and didn't actually have to touch them. So he's not telling me that. Or Rashi has a girsa over here, Duma Goruye Garu Bahu. Maybe he just cut them without actually touching them. No, not necessarily still alive. He says he KCL a fish. The Lachorah means he killed them. But he didn't actually have to kill them by actually touching them. So you don't think he became Tamei Mes? No, Elamai Hachal. So no, rather we have an earlier thing in Shimshon's story. By Yachmehem Shloshim Ish, after Shimshon's wedding to the Plishti girl over there that it describes over there, he makes a bet with his companions, with his Plishti companions. I'm going to tell you a riddle. If you know the answer, then if you can figure out the answer, then I'll have to give you each a suit of clothes. If you can't figure out the answer, then each of you will have to give me one. They can't figure it out. They pressure his wife into telling them. A kisser, what happens? He said he got very angry. He goes down to Ashkelon. He killed 30 men. And he took their suits and gave them to the 30 guys. So there he killed people. So there you see he became Tamimes. Again, the question is, why? Maybe it means that these 30 people, each one he stripped of his clothing first, and then he killed them. So you're not, and again, he could have killed them with arrows or what have you, not necessarily by touching him. So you don't see from that he became Tamimes. No, the Pasuk says, fine, but the Pasuk says, he killed them, and he struck them, literally, he struck them, and then he took their clothes. So you see that it was Dafka in that order. First he killed them, then he took the clothes. So then taking the clothes necessarily involves handling the bodies and becoming Tamimes. Okay, still, maybe you could argue that he didn't necessarily actually kill them. He mortally wounded them. Then he took off their clothes, and then he left them to die. But when he took off the clothes, they're still alive. And now Tosfos points out, it can't mean really goyses him, like when they're in their last breath, because a regular nazir attack are not allowed to be near goyses, we'll learn later in the Masechta, precisely because the goyses may die at any moment, and then the nazir will become tummy. Fine, but it means that he made them close to goyses him. They've still got a half hour to live or whatever, but they're still alive enough that when he's handling them to take off the clothes, then yeah. Other Rishonim talk about the Rosh over here talks about there may be a difference when we say later on that a Nazir is not allowed to be anywhere near a Goyses, that means a Goyses Bidei Shemayim, somebody who is naturally drawing his last breath. As opposed to here, Goyses Bidei Adam, it would be because Shimshon beat them up and killed them, then that Goyses Bidei Adam, that might be different. A Nazir might be allowed to be near a Goyses Bidei Adam. Ella Gemara Gemiri Lot. No, so Gemara says in the end we have the Kabbalah that it means that we have the Kabbalah. So what do we have the Kabbalah? Tosfos says we have the Kabbalah that it doesn't mean he made them go to sin or any such thing like that. He actually killed them. They were actually really and truly dead, and only then did he strip off the clothes. So therefore, there you see. Therefore, that he became Tomei, and therefore you see that Shimshon was able to become Tomei. The Rambam learns it a little differently. The Rambam says the Gemara Gemiri Lo is talking about the whole concept that the whole concept of another Shimshon, that he's allowed to become Tamei Mes, is Gemara Gemiri Lo. We learn it from Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. Either way, the point is that Shimshon, if it's Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, he's allowed to become Tamei Mes, automatically we don't need any tradition of what happened over there. They could have been Goyses in, sure, but they didn't have to be. He could have killed them outright, and still it would have been fine. So that's as far as the first case, when he killed the 1,000 men with the jawbone. So the second time is not a matter of the Koach Nefesh. The second time is a matter with the 30 men. It's just a matter of paying off his debt with his companions over there. But the first time, the 1,000 men, right? So there's a couple of different possibilities that Mephoshim talk about. He could have scared them off. He could have just killed some of them enough that the rest of them would be scared off or whatever. He could have just beaten them. Whatever, Lav Dafka, he had to actually kill 1,000 of them. If he did, then the Gemara wanted to use that as proof that he's allowed to become Tamei Mes. Interesting thing, the Meshech Chochma brings that a remez in the Sukkim to this idea that a Nazir Shimshon, that there's a difference, that he's allowed to become Tamei Mes, because when in the Sukkim about a Nazir, there's two different expressions that are used. In the case of the Surim of wine and grape products and whatnot, and the Isser of cutting his hair, both of them it says, Kol Yimei Nizroi, all the days of his Nizirus, meaning the Nizirus that he's keeping, as opposed to, by Thomas Mess, it uses a different expression, Kol Yimei Haziroi Lashem. Haziroi means that he declares Nizirus. So therefore we have a remnant to the idea that Nizirus of any kind, Nizroi of any kind, regardless whether he took it on or the Malach imposed it on him, he's not allowed to eat, to drink wine or eat grapes, and he's not allowed to cut his hair. But only if he himself declared Nizirus, will he be also to become Tamei Mes. Shimshon was not, he didn't declare it himself, the Malach put it on him, therefore he's allowed to become Tamei Mes.